Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transatlanticist podcast at the Amerikazentrum in Hamburg, Germany. I'm Andrew Sola, the founder and producer of the show. Today, I'm very happy to announce the launch of our new six-part series called Transatlantic Wisdom, which explores the rich interchange of ideas between Germany and the United States over the last several hundred years. The series is hosted by two fantastic professors, Michael Coyle and Alan Swenson of Colgate University in New York. Michael is an expert in modernist literature and poetry, and Alan is a German scholar and translator of the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. These wise hosts will broaden your understanding of German and American philosophers and writers. More importantly, however, they will enrich your understanding of the world you live in today. Maybe you feel that no one understands you. Well, listen to the podcast and learn about how the great thinkers understood subjectivity and loneliness. Maybe you're frustrated with current politics. Well, listen to the podcast and learn about what the great thinkers said about politics 150 years ago. Maybe you're just interested in new ideas. Well, this podcast is positively brimming with new ideas. In short, no matter where you are in your life, listening to Transatlantic Wisdom will help you learn and grow. When wise writers of wisdom literature share their ideas, they often use a short form, variously called the aphorism or the maxim. Some of these short written passages are clear and immediately understandable, and others are mysterious and strange. The great thinkers use both of these modes of expression, the mode of clarity and the mode of mystery. Let's look at some examples to explain what this means. First, the mode of clarity. We all know the saying, a penny saved is a penny earned. The statement is immediately understandable. We don't have to unravel its meaning. In fact, we probably use the expression ourselves in our everyday lives. However, there is another way thinkers use language to express themselves, and this mode is much more confusing. It is the mode of mystery. For example, what did Friedrich Nietzsche mean when he wrote, "Where has God gone? Let me tell you, we have killed him, you and I. We are all his murderers." What a completely bizarre thing to write. What does it mean that God has gone away and that we have all killed him? How do we untangle such a strange idea, and what can we even learn from such a strange comment? Well, Professors Coyle and Swenson take the position that it is worth our time to think about the ideas of the great American and German writers of wisdom literature. By patiently exploring their words, we can arrive at a truth, maybe just for a short moment in time, a flash of illumination. In short, the series argues that there is more to gain from God is dead than from a penny saved is a penny earned. Indeed, the great transatlantic wise men and women of Germany and the United States often spoke in riddles. As you figure out these riddles, you will become wiser by participating in the mental act of creating meaning for yourself in this difficult and complicated world. I really hope you will enjoy the Transatlantic Wisdom podcast special. If you do, please help us out by giving us a 5-star rating and review. It only takes a couple seconds, and it helps us get noticed. Thank you very much for listening.